Hello and welcome to lesson number 3 in the little book of Jude, where we're talking about contending for the faith. Jude chapter 1, of course it only has one chapter, verse number 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So he starts out, he says, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write. Now, when he's talking about beloved here, he's talking about the remnant. The apostasy had already set in, and of course now, today, we're living in an age of apostasy as well, where apostasy is full-blown. And so we know that this portion of Scripture is written to the remnant, those who would like to stand true in this age of apostasy. And so he says in verse 7, But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 20, But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. So he's looking back as we go in the first 16 verses. It's pretty bad news. It's kind of stuff we really don't want to hear about, but we need to hear about it if we're going to understand apostasy. But he says to them, but. Now, the word but, the dictionary definition is but is used to introduce something contrasting with what has already been mentioned. And so he says, but. This is going to be in contrast to what's going on. This is how you can have the victory. He said, I gave all diligence to write unto you. Now, diligence is requiring immediate, total attention or some kind of action. He said, I gave all diligence, all of it, all the diligence I could muster up together. If your house was on fire and you were watching the evening news, and all of a sudden you see the fire coming up through the from the basement and the whole place is beginning to fill up with smoke, you wouldn't just sit there and say, well, I want to finish watching the news here. And no, this requires all diligence, some immediate action that needs to be taken right now. And that's what Jude is talking about here when he said, Beloved, I gave all diligence to write unto you. What is he writing about? He is writing about the common salvation. Now, that word common has been translated defiled, it has been translated unclean, and it has been translated unholy. It's translated defiled in Mark chapter 7, verse number 2. It's translated in Romans 14, verse 14, 3 times in that verse. It's translated unclean. And in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 29, it is translated unholy. So what he is saying here is, Beloved, I'm given all diligence to write unto you about this defiled, unclean, unholy plan of salvation that is creeping into the churches. And it certainly is creeping into the churches today. So he said, I gave all diligence, and we should be giving all diligence too, as we're getting this new form of gospel coming in that is defiled, it is unclean, and it is unholy. He said, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith, requiring immediate course of action, that we should contend for the faith. Now, to contend, according to the dictionary, is to assert something as a position in an argument, and to do it with conviction. To assert is to state a fact confidently and forcefully, and this is what we should be doing today. We go back into the book of Nehemiah, we see some Bible contention back there. It says in chapter 13, verse 11, Nehemiah said, Then contended I with the rulers, and said, Why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Yeah, we need some of that going on today. Nehemiah 13:17, Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, What evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath? And then in verse 25, I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, Ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons or for yourselves. Now here we've got some contention going on. Now I don't know if Nehemiah got a little bit in the flesh here or what, but I do know that God put it in his Bible, and here we are reading about it. Better to be this kind of contention than sitting around letting the wolves come into our homes and letting the wolves come into our churches and sacrificing the sheep. In a couple of places, Paul mentioned about the fact that when Peter was come to Jerusalem, he contended with him before them all, he said, because he was to be blamed. And so Jude said, we are to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For the faith. Why? Because some were teaching false doctrine, some turned aside after vain jangling, some made shipwreck, some departed from the faith, some turned aside after Satan, some sinned openly, some sinned secretly, some coveted after money, some erred concerning the faith, some had their faith overthrown, some were vessels to honor, and some were vessels to dishonor, and one out of 12 here made it. And the problem is that all of them were having an influence on people, and while we sit quietly not doing anything about it, saying, well, let's just keep the meetings positive and stay away from the issues, do we not understand that silence gives consent? Peter had the same problem. We read in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily or secretly will bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Paul the Apostle faced the same problem. He said in Galatians, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And then he went on to say, but though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And because of the importance of it, he said it again, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. Now, we need to understand that that word accursed is anathema, and it's talking about putting someone aside for God to judge. In the Old Testament temple, if someone was going against the doctrines, their names were hung upon the walls or the columns of the temple. It was like a New Testament church discipline situation that we're supposed to have today. When someone brings in another gospel, we're not supposed to be getting together and having a meeting with them and acting like this damnable heresy is okay. What we're supposed to do is have some discipline and let everybody know that somebody is bringing in a damnable heresy. He went on to say in verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, godly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we need to understand, now we're back in the book of Jude. This is different from what Paul was saying. We need to understand that because, well, let's look at it. He said in verse 4, there were certain men crept in unawares. That is, they came in slowly and they changed everything. They were wolves in sheep's clothing. In Jude 1 and 4, it says, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. They were not ordained, as the Calvinists would like to tell you, that they came in here and caused this problem. They were ordained to do that. That's not what it says. It says they were ordained to condemnation. In Jude 1 and 4, it says they were ungodly men. Now, the word ungodly, the word, the UN here, is denoting the absence of something, and we're denoting the absence of God in the people who crept in unawares. In verse 4, it says they were turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we said we're back in the book of Jude now. We need to understand that two different types of promoters are presented in the scriptures as far as promoting apostasy is concerned. Jude is talking about those to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever, And Peter is talking about Christians. It says, there shall be false teachers among you, even denying the Lord that bought them. That word bought has been translated redeemed three times. And so Peter gives his warning here. He says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. He said, there's false prophets among the people, that's the unsaved, even as there shall be false teachers among you, and he said they will bring in damnable heresies among you. Damnable heresy, a heresy that will damn you to hell forever. Now, Calvinism's a heresy. It's an outright attack on the character of God. For God to say, for us to even think that God would bring people into this world and they couldn't get saved. I brought those people over there and they're going to hell, and that's the only reason I brought them in. That is heresy. But you can believe that heresy and still go to heaven if you get born again and get, you know, it's a heresy. But what Peter's talking about is a damnable heresy. And if you believe this heresy, you're going to hell. He said, even denying the Lord that redeemed them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. That word has been translated waste on two occasions. And so in verse number 5, he said, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And here he begins to talk about three different groups, and then he will talk about three different individuals who were guilty of apostasy, and we'll pick it up here in our next lesson.